The place is here. The time is now.
Thanks for joining us. I'm Will Thomas.
I don't know.
I forgot what we were talking about.
You know, I'm sick of the DJs on this show just making small talk for half an hour, right?
It is a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Well, did you know that night, like, I accidentally left one of the juices in the freezer and it was, like, frozen?
What?
It's gonna be really exciting! Really, really exciting!
It is an area that might be called...
Ben and Vince.
Welcome to the latest episode of the Ben and Vince Show. Unfortunately,
Hello.
It's just the Vince Show because Ben died from Ebola.
Oh, no, but I'm still here, though.
Oh, you're here. You're just, okay. I guess you escaped from Governor Christie's quarantine zone.
he was keeping me in a cage somewhere. But we moved to the studio... halfway between Earth and halfway between Earth and the clouds and hell, so I was able to get to it no matter where I was.
Wait, how can you be halfway between three things?
You know, it makes sense. Like, if you went from any one of those places to any of the other ones, halfway along the way, you'd get to the studio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Checks out.
Yeah. So, so I had Ebola. I mean, now I died from it, but that's you might have heard about that in the news. Although, it might be over by now. I don't know.
You seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah. So I heard about this. And basically all my organs came out through my mouth.
Fun or no?
Well, it's fun in like an America's Funniest Home Videos kind of way. I mean, there was somebody standing in the background making funny sound effects, so that kind of helped. But yeah, I mean, you know, there's some organs that I was kind of looking to get rid of anyway. So it ended up being all right.
That's good.
Kind of a cough from going through that.
But so...
Plus these chips are kind of stuck in my throat. Anyway, go ahead.
So how did you get Ebola? Obama gave it to you, right?
I mean, we were hanging out in his home country of Africa. I mean, yeah, that country. And then we kind of started kissing a little bit. So
I don't know why I'm laughing. This is no laughing matter.
Right. I mean, this is the leader of your country. I mean, I can say your now because I'm dead. So I only have allegiance to our great Lord, Satan.
Right.
Yeah. But, you know, and
but
he's,
that's the same guy.
I was not aware of that at the time. So now it's kind of weird that, I mean, I didn't even vote for this guy, so, you know.
Yeah, and then he just, like, made out with you a little bit just to make sure that you would be a slave to him forever.
I think that's pretty much how it worked back in 1700s when we were in, some people were enslaving some other people.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of kissing. Like, eternally, in an eternal sense.
Right. Yeah, that's what I mean.
But, I mean, you've seen this coming, right? It's all in Revelations, as you know, the Bible.
I'm not always aware of how to interpret that kind of stuff. Lots of people seem to have different opinions about it. I mean, I read that thing about, you know, the goat with seven heads or whatever, and I know now it's pretty clear that that meant that I was going to get Ebola by kissing Barack Obama, but, like, you know, you remember, like, in English class, it would always be like, oh, the green light stands for longing or whatever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of more about the voice. Like, if you think about the voice of Revelations, it's pretty clear that
you're saying
that Barack Obama is.
And also, yeah, and how green is the color of longing, now that I think about that.
Right.
Similar to blue and yellow are different colors for different things. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, I don't always pick up on those kind of things. But somebody else did have to pick up on my liver after it was spilled up all over the floor. I also see how that was kind of like between some of the lines in Revelations. There's definitely a lot of stuff about livers.
Yeah.
Not that much about pancreas, but I guess no one pays that much attention to those anyway.
Yeah, well, you know, what comes around goes around.
I've always thought that, but never had the courage to say it. sorry, that's a... I stole that from 30 Rock. I think it was,
you don't have to apologize for stealing jokes on this show. That's just called making a reference.
Yeah, but you know, if you don't, you know, I it's come to my attention that sometimes it's unclear what's a reference and what's, you know, theft. So.
No, okay. Like, I'll give you an example. Like, okay. The other day, I went to the grocery store. And
that sounds disgusting.
Well, I wore my, like, you know, hazmat suit, so I didn't get Ebola.
Yeah, that's good.
But so, like, you know, they had this box of Ritz Bits sandwiches in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of wanted to eat them, but I didn't want to pay for the box. So I just took the box out of the store as a reference.
Oh, I see.
That's just references.
I get it. So you're kind of referencing the Ritz Bits.
Yeah, I'm referencing the store using the Ritz Bits.
Oh, sure. Okay. Yeah, that's... Oh, man. Good ref.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Speaking of references and the apocalypse, I recently watched that movie that you recommended me.
Mm-hmm.
This Is the End.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
I was just talking about that with somebody else about how Jonah Hill is hilarious in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was pretty good. People were acting like it wasn't that good, but...
Wait, who said it wasn't that good?
I don't know, just people. General consensus was like, oh, you know, it's too full of itself. I think it's funnier than it is, but it's actually pretty funny.
I don't know if I got that sense that it thought it was funnier than it is. I guess it's because it's just about those guys hanging out, so...
Right, but those guys are all funny. I bet they're not really that funny in real life, though.
You think so?
I don't know. I heard Aziz Ansari do an interview on the radio, and he wasn't really very funny.
I saw him do an interview on a show that had the word comedian in the title, and that wasn't that funny either.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't remember that episode. I think I remember not thinking it was that great.
Right.
But just on the radio, he was just like, you know, talking, you know, kind of seriously and monotonously about, like, what it's like to be a comedian.
Right.
But, like, come on, man. You're trying to get people to go to your freaking show at the Verizon Center. Tell some freaking jokes, you know?
He's gotten a little, like, too obsessive for me, I think.
He's too obsessive?
He's just, like, he's got a few different things on his mind, and he's thinking about them too much. I don't need that in a comedian. I have that enough in my own head. He's just, you know, about how, like...
Doesn't that make him relatable?
Yeah, right. No, dude. He's not white, so I don't get it.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. That episode was good in that Jerry Seinfeld got to drive a truck.
Oh, yeah, that was awesome. That was definitely awesome.
He was really good at that. Yeah. Like, I would not be able to drive it that well. I did drive a U-Haul the other day, but that's, I would say, a lot.
Get to that later.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get to all that.
I saw an episode of this show on PBS called The Mind of a Chef.
Okay.
With David Chang.
Who's David Chang?
You don't know David Chang, the restaurateur? Didn't we talk about this last time?
I don't think so.
In a restaurant in D.C.?
I know Jay Chang.
He's opening a restaurant in the new development where they blew up the convention center 10 years ago.
Okay.
And, it, you know, it's like, I forget what it's called. Not Wagamama and not Momo Goose. Something along those lines.
Is it Orb?
Kind of Asian fusion restaurant, but they have one in New York.
Fusion of what?
Better because it's in New York. But, you know, they're opening a second tier version of this restaurant.
What is it fusion of?
Just Asians.
Oh, I see. I saw, it was like, it was like something, some Asian sounding word, and then like Chilcano.
Fukuyama? That's not right. I should stop talking.
That sounded right to me. So wait, who cares though?
Okay, so David Chang, he's on this show that's
Mind of a Chef,
hosted by Anthony Bourdain.
Oh yeah,
it's on PBS. And
does Anthony Bourdain have like 500 shows?
Yes.
Okay.
How do you think he became
how do you think he got the Mind of a Chef?
Right. So he goes to, so it's like Anthony Bourdain and David Chang and Aziz Ansari go to this diner in Canada.
Okay.
And while they're in the diner, this guy comes up to Aziz Ansari. He's like, hey, you're that comedian, Sugar Sammy. Apparently there's some Indian Canadian comedian called Sugar Sammy.
Nice. Okay.
And Aziz is like, no, that's not me. The guy's like, are you sure? He's like, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm Sugar Sammy.
Nice.
Then after they left the restaurant, he's talking to David Chang. He's like, do people ever come up to you and go like, hey, Morimoto, right?
Yeah. Nice. I have a follow-up question to that. You like Ritz Bits?
I don't know. I probably haven't eaten one in, like, I don't
you
know.
You just referenced them.
Well, yeah, I referenced them, but I...
It was an empty reference? You just...
No. I use them in cooking.
Oh, for what?
You know, just to make
dog food?
No, like, what I like to do is, like, open them all up and then get out all the, you know.
This is disgusting.
Get out all the filling. Punch all the crackers up into Ritz. What is it called? Crunched up Ritz crackers?
Yeah.
And then you can use that for anything.
Like paper mache or...
Yeah, you use that all the time. Actually, it's true. In, like, restaurants...
What do you mean it's true? Are we saying anything that's not true so far?
Like, in restaurants, you can order from, like, food service distributors just a whole box of crunched up Ritz cracker crumbs.
Do they really still come in a box?
Yeah, they come in a box in, like, a vacuum-sealed bag inside of a box.
Uh-huh.
They're all crunched up.
Seems like you could cut out the... I'm going to say outer box, and just ship the bag.
But then the other thing you can do with them is just bake them into a giant Ritz cracker and make a giant Ritz sandwich with that.
All right, so a Ritz sandwich is already a compound creation of multiple.
No, I'm not talking about a Ritz sandwich. I'm talking about a giant Ritz sandwich, like world biggest Ritz sandwich.
Like what? The world's biggest?
Yeah.
But
this town is home to the world's biggest Ritz sandwich.
But, okay, so already, I mean, let's, even before we get to the giant, just a Ritz sandwich, that's already a compound creation of multiple Ritz crackers. And then now you're telling me that each individual cracker is itself a compound of, like, you know, millions upon millions of ground up Ritz crackers?
No. Yes. No.
Yes.
No. Just the crackers.
Just which crackers?
Both of them.
Okay, what about them?
They're made up of the little crackers.
Right. So not only did you take a bunch of little crackers and make them into a giant Ritz cracker, you did that more than once and then put those two giant ones together into some other even more complicated thing.
No, it's not that complicated. It's just like a sandwich, like a big Oreo.
Look, one...
In fact, that's probably a better idea. Just take the Ritz Bits filling and put it between two Oreo cookies.
That's disgusting.
No, I think we can market this.
So
we have pumpkin spice Oreos. There's no reason we can't do that.
Did I have those? I had some pumpkin spice thing one time that was disgusting. Maybe it was
that every pumpkin spice thing?
Yeah, maybe it was that latte from Starbucks. But
we're gonna losing listeners. We're gonna get irate calls to the hotline.
Irate? Who would get irate over that?
I'm not gonna indulge in stereotyping.
You're not gonna rile them up even more. But why is it Ritz crackers that's like the standard for grinding up and then using in other things? Why not like saltines or like?
No, dude, that's gross. Ritz crackers are buttery. Saltines are salty.
True. All right. What about town and country crackers or whatever those are?
Those are just made out of Ritz crackers.
What?
Like, I'm telling you, like, 30% of everything you eat is just Ritz crackers.
Oh my god. Well, as long as they take out the filling.
Yeah.
Dude, this woman at my work was talking about how she doesn't like Oreos because instead she likes Hydrox.
Ah, god.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Wrong. You should stop talking to her.
I mean, she went even further and was like, I hate Halloween and fall in general. So, yeah, I don't think I'm going to be talking to her very much anymore.
Oh my god.
Her explanation was that she grew up really religious and Hydrox were kosher and Oreo didn't used to be kosher. But, like, that's no excuse. I mean, they're just so much... I mean, Hydrox is, like, that's, like, the generic brand. Terrible.
Yeah, no, I don't want to get into the history of these cookie wars, but it's just wrong.
Apparently my dad used to eat Hydrox when he was a kid. Probably for the same reason, I would guess. But, yeah. Anyway,
speechless. Alright, so you want to take a break?
Yeah, I gotta go eat some thing that is not made out of Ritz crackers.
Good luck with that.
Well, you know, there's no Ritz crackers in hell because it's eternal torture and you're not allowed to have anything good. So, I guess I'll just go eat some Hydrox cookies.
Oh, we're here in the studio now.
Well, okay, yeah.
I hear, look, you know, by the power vested in me, I hereby pronounce you alive. The power of Christ compels you.
Hey, here's a reference. It's not that compelling.
Your references are sick, bro. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, that was that line we were talking about. Me and this other guy. That's an example of how hilarious Jonah Hill is. We should get him on the podcast.
Yeah, we should. Jonah, just call in.
Just call in.
Well, right.
Yeah, I know you're listening. All right, see you after the break.
Excitement doesn't come with an expiry date. It's always there, waiting. Waiting for you to let yourself go. Because when you leave the world behind, you you feel that much more connected to it. Nova Scotia. Take yourself there.
Cowboys, huh?
They suck.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is a fact that has not changed.
I know.
As long as I've been dead.
That is great. Well, you're alive now again, remember?
So maybe it has changed.
No, it
or maybe
has changed, dude. They got beat on national television. Monday night. Just
like that, that's some Monday night. Oh, that's a good team.
Hey, listen, I'll tell you what John Gruden said. He said, anything can happen on any given Sunday, especially on Monday night.
And turns out, after independent verification, he was right.
Yeah. Colt McCoy.
Is that a guy or?
That's no. Dude, that's your new quarterback of the Washington Redskins.
That's. What's his deal?
His deal is that he's from Texas.
Makes sense.
And he used to be in Cleveland. And now he's in Washington. And his name is Colt. He's doing better so far than the last quarterback we had named Colt.
How long ago was that?
A couple of years ago, maybe.
All right. Out of the 91 teams in the NFL, how many have quarterbacks named Colt?
Like one or two.
All right. Those are pretty good odds.
Yeah.
And the other ones are like Coltrane or Coltina, right?
You know, if you want to have a quarterback, Colt McCoy is a pretty good name for quarterback.
What about like?
It's not Tim Tebow, but.
Is he still around?
Oh, he's on Good Morning America.
What?
I said he's on Good Morning America.
Oh, okay, thanks. What is he doing on that show?
I don't know. Sports.
Talk. What happened to his sports career that involved playing sports?
Well, you know, the devil works in what's, how do we say it? I don't know. Obama screwed it up somehow.
Okay. Did he seriously just get fired?
Well, you know, he got traded to the Jets, and then the Jets suck, and you know they refused to play him at quarterback, and everyone else just didn't have faith. Same faith that he has that he can win football games.
Well, we can build houses and we can win games.
He like published a book or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that doesn't count. So. Good Morning America, do they really do a lot of sports analysis?
Well, he also works for ESPN and the SEC Network, but they're all, you know, Disney properties.
The Security and Exchange Commission Network?
They have networks?
Yeah, they have networks now. I think I messed that up. Anyway, who else is on Good Morning America?
I don't know. Amanda watches the Today Show.
Well, that's... Okay. So Al Roker's, like, really thin now, is that right?
I guess so, yeah.
Does that change how anyone feels about him?
I have no idea. All I know is they have him and Matt Lauer.
Hmm. Wait, okay, this dude is telling me today about this interview. This is from a long time ago, but for some reason it came up. This interview that dude, Manti Te'o, however you pronounce that?
Yeah.
Katie Couric, I don't know if you've seen this. I haven't actually seen it. I just heard this guy describing it to me. But he was like, you know, so they were talking about that whole fake girlfriend thing. And then Katie was like, how did this even come up? Like, that she would ask this. It's a little crude or rude, perhaps. And she was like, you know, some people are saying that this might make people think that you're gay. And he goes,
right.
Far from it.
Yeah, dude. I remember that. I remember
far
that.
Far from it. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. I never actually saw that, but...
Oh, I remember that. That was a big deal. He plays for the Chargers.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Wow.
But it's not a distraction because he's not gay.
I see. Yeah.
If he was actually just, you know, telling the truth about being gay, then he would be a distraction. He wouldn't be allowed on the team.
Right, right. Well, so, I mean, also, it's good that he doesn't have a girlfriend. That would be distracting, too.
Well, not anymore.
That whole thing is just pretty funny.
Yeah.
I mean, what an idiot. Anyway. yeah. So what else happened on Earth? I mean, I was, you know, I'm alive again now.
So what? So you moved to Glover Park, huh? You drove a U-Haul there?
Yeah. That was part of the process. Yeah.
How is it? Have you been experiencing sex parlors?
Is that a thing that's supposedly popular in Glover Park?
Oh yeah, you haven't heard about this? Are you not on the Glover Park listserv?
No.
Oh, you gotta get on there. You gotta get on there.
There is a bulletin board on the street that I walk past every so often.
So there's apparently this thing going on the Glover Park listserv, or there was about a couple of weeks ago.
All right.
Some woman is complaining about a massage parlor that's open late, and she thinks that it's a brothel.
This actually does sound familiar. Yeah, go ahead.
Hold on, let me find the text of her email.
And what's the address of the sex parlor?
What, you asking for a friend?
No, I'm asking for myself.
Alright, so here we go. Blah, 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 blah. So, a friend and I were sitting outside the patio of the bar next door several Sunday apostrophe S ago at 10 o'clock p.m. or so.
Mm-hmm.
The scare quotes, spa.
They're just quotes.
On the first floor. Was closed, but there was a neon sign open on the second floor for, quote, massages. What legitimate massage place gives massages at 10 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday night?
Excuse me. Neon sign.
A man walked out while we were sitting at the patio bar next door. He had a large black SUV, double parked outside, with the motor running and a driver waiting for him. He made a quick and nervous walk from the spa to the car. He did not look to me like a man who had just had a legitimate massage.
Well, why do you think he's getting these massages? He's so stressed. I mean,
I don't
that
know.
Was just... And
when I walk down the street and I look at men, I can just tell whether or not they've just had a legitimate massage.
But, I mean, you know, it was dark out, you know, we've already established that. You know, this is all hearsay or speculation.
Well, so then the police did an investigation.
Is that in quotes or?
No. There's an email from a police officer saying that the unit conducted an investigation into this.
So it isn't quotes. You're quoting his email.
Conducted an investigation into this location, and it looks like they are conducting a legitimate business.
It's actually an accounting firm.
So then this goes on for a few emails. Then somebody's now insinuating that they're doing child sex trafficking.
Really?
Yeah.
Did that man look suspicious because it was actually two children like standing on top of each other in a trench coat?
Yeah, you should be a detective.
No, maybe you should be the lawyer.
Then somebody says, let's see, somebody named Alex Foster says, I have no idea what really happens at this business, but it seems their late evening hours are part of what could be a sensible and legitimate business strategy to attract massage clients. Several female clients in Yelp reviews mention this as a reason they went, and I'm skeptical that they could satisfy the needs of that clientele while also running a brothel. I would imagine that would be awkward at best for the female customers.
No one's asking you to imagine, Alex.
So it's entirely possible that they're doing something more, but it is unpleasant that you suggest any man getting a massage after dark. Some of us have busy lives and not so much free time for photographing license plates and making big child sex trafficking inferences.
That's awesome.
Anyway, thanks for bringing this to my attention. I hadn't known there was a massage place in the neighborhood. I'll make the sacrifice of going for a 9 p.m. massage and will let all of you know if they offer happy endings.
Nice. Is that just some dude's blog or something?
Oh, this is all on the listserv. You gotta get on the listserv.
Yeah, apparently. How do you get on it?
I don't know, man. I assume they just, you know, sign you up once you move in.
Yeah, I don't know. It didn't happen.
It's gloverpark@yahoogroups.com.
Never mind.
Not allowed to use Yahoo?
Yeah, I'm not allowed. I don't support companies with female CEOs.
So there's one more. So the I guess the neighborhood representative, like, you know, she's trying to like put a stop to this nonsense. So she says, folks, : I do not believe the massage parlor in Glover Park is a brothel, nor do I believe it is involved with child sex trafficking or anything of the kind. Let's back down from these unsubstantiated charges, please.
Mm.
Best of my knowledge, is a legitimate massage business, blah, 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 blah. This is important. Which has had one unfortunate incident that was immediately reported to the manager by the manager to the police department.
What is that?
So then, the original woman responds to this email. Jackie, all due respect, there is no way only one client gets a hand job at a massage parlor.
Wow.
So, you gotta get on this list, or at least get in the massage parlor.
Yeah, no kidding. That's quite a story. I don't know. Maybe we need a man up.
Then walking around at night without getting legitimate massages.
I've noticed quite a few men coming out of, say, like the Whole Foods or the.
Looked like they had just purchased a legitimate artisanal cheese.
Some of them, yes, but some of them, you know, I mean, it's weird hours, you know, like 11 a.m. 2 p.m., 10 p.m., but not much later than that, because Whole Foods doesn't stay open. What?
Some of these people be working, or, you know, they're probably engaging in all kinds of crimes.
Yeah, I mean, one time I went there, and then they didn't give me a receipt.
Oh,
I mean, that's a crime.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so this place is a hotbed of criminal activity and legitimate and illegitimate massages,
at least that sounds relaxing.
I'm extremely tense all the time due to the lack of massages.
Wait, I thought you just said they were everywhere.
I haven't gotten any.
Well, that sucks.
That's on purpose. I hate massages.
Is that true?
Again with the truth questions. We're all under oath here.
I just watched a political debate, and one of the candidates started like every other sentence with, you know, to be honest with you, to tell you the truth, you know, he's a really truthful and honest guy.
As some would say, frankly.
Yeah,
that's true. I mean, wait, what did I hear that, like, the more... Never mind, this is not profound.
I want to hear it now.
Yeah, you know, the more times you say definitely, it's less likely that it'll actually happen.
That is definitely, definitely true.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the title of this episode.
Oh,
definitely a podcast. Give it away. What do you mean? Yeah, well, that's another thing. I heard someone talking about how, like, in the past, say, you know, 10 years ago, you didn't know the title of an episode of anything that you were about to watch. But now, you know, everybody's watching on Netflix or Hulu or Yahoo Groups. So, you know, you see the title of the thing before you actually watch it. Has that changed your viewing experience? Or does it not matter at all?
I don't really use the Netflix a lot. I think it could matter. It could matter. Like, for stuff like Breaking Bad, you're like, ooh, this one is called Ozymandias. What does that mean? Let me look up this poem and then read something into the poem, you know.
Right. Or like that one about, that's called, like, Walter Dies.
Yeah.
You know, then I was like, oh, I bet, you know, some dream inside of him is going to be extinguished.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's probably changed the way that TV shows are named.
Did I ever tell you this story about how I was reading reviews of Arrested Development on a website, and they were just, like, going, you know, episode by episode. And so they're going through starting season two. So the first episode...
Why didn't they start in season one?
They had previously started in season one, irrelevant to this story. So the first episode of season two is titled...
Arrested Development episodes have pretty good titles.
Yeah. Shit, I remember the second one. What's the first one? It's like the one where they go to Phoenix or something... It's like the one where...
Season four.
No. Remember first episode of season two, he wants to leave and go to Phoenix?
Uh-huh. Do you want to look it up for you?
All right.
Okay.
Honestly...
What's the episode of Arrested Development that comes first in season two?
That was...
Titled... Question mark.
Probably a good way to ask that question.
It's called The One Where Michael Leaves.
Okay, yeah, see, I was close. Okay, so the first...
Would episode... you say The One Where Everyone Goes to Phoenix?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yes, you were close.
Yeah, The One Where Michael Leaves. And then the second episode is called The One Where They Build a House.
Right.
And then the third one is called Amigos.
Right.
And so the joke here, if you can call it one,
right.
Is that all the episodes of Friends,
yeah,
we're starting with like the one with or the one where. So, and then I don't know if you know that Amigos is how you say friends in Spanish. So,
I thought that meant brothers.
Yeah. I don't know how I know that. I took 4 years of Spanish. So, yeah, so people in the comment sections of these articles were, like, really, you know...
I mean, that's a good joke. That's a funny joke. That's a little nice little Easter egg.
Sure, yeah. I mean, it's funny or whatever. I mean, it doesn't really have any point or, like, whatever, but, you know, it's good. But everyone...
Does any
like
joke have a point? Laughs is the best medicine. You wouldn't know that. you had ever recovered from Ebola.
Yeah, they just gave me this, like, experimental drug that hadn't been approved by the FDA yet. I think it was called, like, Laughter or something. So then everyone was really going crazy over this over this little thing here. I mean, they were like, oh, that's so hilarious and awesome. Oh, my God, they're so smart. And then someone goes, that almost makes me glad that Friends exists. And then someone else goes, nothing could make me glad that Friends exists. But he wrote it all in, like, lowercase, you know, whatever, with no punctuation. Yeah. And then someone goes, without punctuation or italics, that's just a sad, grammatically incorrect sentence.
Yeah.
So that's the story. That's probably the internet comment that I've laughed at the most in the past few years.
Really?
Yeah.
There's been some good comments.
I mean, I guess, like, non-ironically.
Yeah. Yeah, there's lots of good comments on there, on that thing. That internet thing.
Yeah, that one you left on our previous podcast, maybe. That was pretty good.
Oh, with the video?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
So well.
Yeah, it really did. What I don't understand is, why did they put that video on their YouTube channel?
So that if you see this guy, then you'll, you know, maybe it's just so that you can be aware of, like, how these referencers are operating on the Metro.
But, I mean, I guess so they're just very secure and very confident that people are still going to take the Metro. Well,
of course they're going to take the Metro. What other way is there to, you know, get dancing to work or whatever? Yeah. I don't know.
It's a pretty catchy song, I have to say.
Yeah?
Yeah. Then, I haven't been on the Silver Line yet, actually, so I can't say for sure.
Oh, what they... yeah.
I don't know!
Don't you know good times are ahead?
Yeah. I think they already happened.
Look alive.
Yeah.
I know you're dead, but try to look alive.
I mean, I've been trying a little bit. What do you think? Have I been... Am I passing?
Yeah, you're passing.
All right. Yeah.
You want to take another break?
I need to take another break to become more corporeal.
Alright, you're a little robotic right now, so I don't know if it's those, like, Android implants you got as part of the recovery.
They kind of, like, downloaded my consciousness into a robot body, which is...
I didn't see that movie.
Yeah, it's pretty indistinguishable from my previous human body, so...
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Another friggin' clone to worry about.
Yeah. Clones everywhere.
Alright. Break time!
Bye.
Bye. It's just a break.
Bye!
I'm looking for a job. In fact, I've made up my mind to find a career that I can learn and grow into. Who am I? I'm a hard worker. I set high goals, and I've been told that I'm persistent.
And I'm thinking that television news might just be something I love, as well as something I happen to be good at.
Now, I know that today's work culture no longer caters to the job loyalty that could be promised to earlier generations. What I believe is that good things come to those who work their asses off. And that good people who reached the top of the mountain didn't just fall there. My motto is, if you want to win the lottery, you have to make the money to buy a ticket. You have to make the money to buy a ticket. You have to make the money to buy a ticket. You have to make the money to buy a ticket. You have to make the money to buy a ticket!
So, I mean, I guess my question... Welcome back from the break, by the way.
Whoa. Coming back from the break without explicitly saying it? How freeform are we right now?
Oh, I know. We're so freeform right now.
This season is like... could go anywhere.
We could be on a train right now. Anywhere. It could change places.
We could change
the location of the studio.
Well, we did.
Do you think now we need to make it halfway between Clover Park and Charlestown?
Let's just have it in that sex parlor.
What's that?
I said, let's just have it in that sex parlor.
Oh. What? Where? What?
Your apartment.
So somebody was saying, well, my new apartment or my old apartment?
Wait, your new apartment?
Yeah.
Am I aware of this information?
I'm telling you now that I'm moving.
How aware am I of it?
I'm telling you now that I'm moving.
Oh my god. Like this podcast might be.
Right.
Okay. So you no longer live
about.
You no longer live at 57 Cooper Street, apartment 2.
Well.
You live there long enough for terrorists to listen to this podcast and send you a bomb in the mail.
No, you can't send a bomb in the mail.
No?
It's against the rules.
How do you get a bomb to somebody's place?
I don't know. You have to... I don't know. I'm not a terrorist.
If the NSA is going to listen to one part of this podcast... Wait, say it again with the word honestly in front of it.
I'm not a terrorist. Far from it. Far from it.
Alright, so we're halfway between Glover Park and Charlestown.
Right.
Do you do a lot of races and slots where you live?
No, it's more like, you know, have you ever seen that movie, The Town?
Yes.
Okay, it's that town.
I didn't like that movie very much.
Why not?
It was just okay.
No. Didn't you see all the overhead shots of, like, Fenway Park and Boston and...
And then, like, Miami or whatever at the end?
Oh, don't give it away.
Oh, that could mean anything. I'm talking about Miami, Boston. Yeah, that was a...
High-speed chase in the North End?
That's fine.
Didn't you like when they got into a gun battle outside of Fenway Park?
Yeah, that's fine.
Didn't you like when Ben Affleck drove the bus?
I don't remember that part. But no, I do need to give away the ending because that was like one of the worst endings of any movie I've ever seen.
Why? What was so bad about it?
Alright, that was hyperbole, I'll admit it. But it was just stupid. He just got away with everything, and then he left, and then, like, oh, I'm just going to walk out onto my front porch when the sun's setting.
No, I mean, not everybody, not everything. He didn't get away with, I mean, all his friends died.
Yeah, so, they weren't really his friends. He didn't like them anymore.
Right, because he wanted to be with
Yeah, why should he get away with anything, though?
Because he's a good guy.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is. How is he not a good guy?
He's
he never killed anyone.
Didn't he?
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure he did.
No, like, Jeremy Renner was the bad guy. Jeremy Renner was, like, trying to kill everyone all the time.
Sure, fine. He's an asshole or whatever. But, I mean, he still lied and, like, abducted a woman and, like, robbed banks and stuff.
The kids these days, that's how they do dating.
Yeah.
You know, just lying and abducting people and you know, it's just all very romantic.
Yeah. So anyway, I maybe it's just too modern for me. You know, maybe I'm old fashioned. I think you should tell a woman you're abducting her before you do it.
I mean, didn't he? I don't know.
Well, but I mean, he was pretending to be some, like, you know, witch person or something. So anyway,
So what's your point? You didn't like the ending where, you know, he's at this cafe in Paris or whatever, and then
yeah,
sees Michael Caine.
I mean that just struck me as weird because Michael Caine wasn't in the rest of the movie at all.
Michael Caine is in every movie.
Is that just supposed to be Michael Caine? Like, he's just kind of impressed that he's at the same restaurant as Michael Caine. I mean, I would be, you know, that would be cool for me too. But if I was going to write a movie, I don't know that I would put Michael Caine in it.
Don't lie. Yes, you would.
Well, I mean, if I could get him. But, you know, I don't have that kind of money. I guess Ben Affleck is rich.
Yeah, you robbed that bank at the beginning.
So, yeah. So, I'll admit it. If I had $100,000, I would use it to get Michael Caine to come to my restaurant.
All right.
So, I'm going to start a Kickstarter for that.
Yeah, as long as you're not actually paying for it yourself.
Yeah. If I had $0 and somebody else gave me $100,000, apparently that was a classified ad that my dad always wanted to put in the newspaper. It was just like, Rob Strauss, make me a millionaire. This is back when classified ads were a thing, I guess.
Yeah. So basically your dad invented Kickstarter.
Yeah, that's right. What did I just hear about some Kickstarter thing? Oh, yeah, I don't want to, never mind, I really don't want to talk about that.
Oh, but I do, I hate Kickstarter.
No, it's not, I guess it's not literally Kickstarter.
Something worse, like GoFundMe.
Yeah, that one.
Yeah, that one sucks.
Yeah. Did you hear about that one with the potato salad?
No.
Oh, this guy just like put a thing on Kickstarter for like, he was trying to raise like $850 to make a potato salad, and then you know,
$8,000,
as can happen on the internet, it got really viral, which is something I would know about, having died from the Ebola virus tragically. He raised like, it was like way more than $8,000, it was like tens of thousands of dollars.
So did he offer rewards, like did he offer pay out? So
he made it like more and more crazy. Like he ended up hosting a potato salad party for like anyone on the internet to come to.
That sounds disgusting.
Yeah.
That sounds worse than Lemon Party.
Ah, okay. There's something I haven't thought about in a while.
Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, thank you. So that was kind of funny. And I think he did end up making the, you know, he made like a bunch of different kinds.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah. I don't think Michael Caine showed up, though.
Did you see that Gone Girl?
No, that looked pretty good. Although, seems pretty, like, similar to a lot of these other... I was confusing that one with Gone Baby Gone, which also is kind of a very similar sort of setting and premise.
But that's Casey Affleck.
Oh, really?
Well, it's directed by Ben Affleck.
Oh. Well, so is The Town.
Yeah, but not Gone Girl.
Right, but he's in it, right?
He's in Gone Girl.
Yeah. So you can see the confusion.
Right.
This is the same one as Batman v Superman, right?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. I saw this tweet the other day.
Yeah.
That was like, I'm not going to be able to find it, but it was like, somebody was like, tell me the most mom thing your mom has ever done.
Okay.
Somebody posted a picture of a text that their mom sent them that was like, hey, did you hear that new movie 50 Greys is out? I heard Ben Affleck shows his penis, which he's supposed to be Superman. I don't know how they can let him do that.
Wow. That's pretty... I don't know if that's... Is that really a mom thing? It's sort of like a...
I mean, it's in the same vein as, like, you know, Grammy Bears.
Right, yeah. Or Zoo.
Zoo?
Did I tell you that one? One time, I don't know. I was home, and she was like, "You're not gonna go see that stupid movie Zoo, are you?" And I was like, "What?" She's like, "I keep seeing commercials for this movie Zoo. It's like a bunch of like, you know, soldiers, or I don't remember how she actually described it." I was like, 300? I mean, admittedly, the 3 does kind of look like a cursive Z or, you know, or whatever. But, like, no, you know, she didn't give any thought to, like, whether that might make any sense.
Zoo.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, half-naked men stabbing each other. Oh, what a zoo.
She's like, oh, whatever. Yeah, so maybe you're right. I did end up seeing it.
Zoo?
Yeah.
As long as you didn't, you know, confuse it with that Kevin James movie, Zookeeper.
Yeah.
You're okay.
That looked even worse. So yeah, that Batman v Superman, is that how you pronounce that? I don't know. That just looks more and more ridiculous with every detail that comes out about it. It just looks terrible.
Does it?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, like, okay, Ben Affleck, you know, maybe I'm not as against that as some other people are, but, you know, Ben Affleck, I don't know. And then, like, I don't know if you saw Man of Steel, but that was terrible, so already, like, having that guy in it again. Think,
like, this movie's not coming out for, like, another 8 days.
Uh-huh.
So, like, why should I even care about how it looks until, like, you know,
sure,
be that's about to see it?
Fine. Yeah, you don't have to care. Some of us have already cared. I mean, you know.
I'm more interested in what Spider-Man's doing in the newspaper.
Apparently just, like, getting beat up by Dr. Octopus and rescued by the Ox.
That's happened twice now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. This still seems better than those recent Spider-Man movies.
I saw one of them. I didn't think it was that bad.
Yeah.
I didn't see the one with Blue Jamie Foxx.
Right. That one looked really bad. I don't get it.
I like
Nobody Jamie else seems
Fox,
to like...
Though.
What?
But I like Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
And like... who's the girl? Emma Stone?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's cool.
Sure. Do you like the color blue?
Blue is the color of love. So I would say I love it.
Well, then, you'll love like this movie. I think, have you been reading Mark Trail also?
Yeah.
That, you know, that Great Dismal Swamp?
Right.
That they keep talking about? I was near there a few
months ago. Is that how you got Ebola? Is that you were seduced by our evil Satan president?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it doesn't sound that nice, but if you've ever been to that swamp, it's pretty romantic. You know, there's kind of lots of flies buzzing around everywhere, and, you know, it kind of smells like rotten sewage. And
wait, so why were you there?
I was visiting
a chemical plant?
I was hoping to get the Ebola virus and die.
Mission accomplished.
Yeah.
My brother said it couldn't be done.
My brother wasn't optimistic it could be done. Oh, yeah. But I didn't take "wasn't optimistic it could be done" for an answer. Sorry, I had to correct
that. No, that's right. I always get that one wrong.
Yeah. Which other one do you always get wrong? Or give me an example of one that you know how to get right. Yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty good at knowing the rules in football.
Oh, okay. So if, like, you were in charge of football,
Yeah, they should put me in charge of football.
So I always forget this. Is it against the rules or not to abuse your wife in football?
It is against the rules to do it on tape.
Okay. Yeah, that's right. I always forget that it's like a kind of a technicality.
But if I was, like, honestly, if I was in charge of football, nobody would get suspended for committing a crime that they haven't been convicted of.
I see.
Because this is America, and you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty.
Right.
So,
well,
you know.
I mean, you know, yeah, so you're innocent until proven guilty in regard to the law of the United States. So, like, you don't go to jail for somebody accusing you of beating them. And similarly, the same thing holds in football. So, as soon as, you know, a videotape surfaces of you abusing your wife, that maybe is enough proof for football court.
Well, it should be enough proof for real court, too.
Well, no, because you can go to jail if you're found guilty in real court.
Well, whereas, yeah. I mean, going to jail is just as bad as losing your job if you're a football player.
I see. No, I don't see. Please explain.
I mean, these guys are making millions of dollars, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, if they get, you know, unable to work, you know, why don't they sue?
For loss of income.
Yeah. You
okay.
Know, libel.
Libel.
Yeah.
No, slander.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm going to need to sue you for slander on that one, on behalf of the dictionary.
You know what I learned the other day?
What? I don't know.
Enunciation.
You're going to have to tell me.
Is a different word from enunciation?
What is enunciation?
That's like speaking clearly.
No.
Maybe I'm wrong this now.
What do you think annunciation is?
I don't know. It's like some kind of, like, Catholic thing or something.
That may or may not be true, but that's definitely the one about speaking clearly.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Can you look it up?
All right, let me enunciate this really clearly to Google by typing it into my... All right. I can't escape. I really can't.
Caramel apples are pretty good.
Caramel apples? Such an asshole. All right. Here we go. Google. Enunciation?
That's enunciation.
No, I'm spelling it with an A. Okay. Here we go. You may be right.
Holy shit.
Okay, the announcement of the incarnation by the angel Gabriel to Mary.
Holy shit.
Or
that's
the
right.
Church festival commemorating this, held on March 25th. Or the announcement of something.
Okay. So I can see how they could be related. If you're making an announcement, you have to enunciate.
Sure. Let me look up an E, with an E. Okay. You're right. Enunciation is about pronouncing things clearly. Well, yeah.
I just enlightened you.
You just enunciated me.
Yeah.
Well, damn. I'm going to need to issue a correction.
Isn't that
crazy? I'll do that on the next podcast.
You had like a full command on the English language.
I had... far from a full command of the English language. Far from it.
Well, personally, I see myself as master and commander of the English language.
Wow. Did you have to, like, interview for that? Or it's kind of a self-declared role?
No, I stole it.
Oh, my God. Did you have to kill the guy who had it before?
No. Murder is wrong.
Murder what?
Murder is wrong.
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 Wrong!
Oh, I forgot about that. Well, anyway, so what were we talking about?
I don't know. I think we're just wrapping up the old podcast there.
Yeah. Do you have anything to plug? That's what happens on the end of a lot of other podcasts I listen to.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, like what? Like what? What do they plug?
Like, you know, they're in a TV show coming up, or they have a comedy album coming out, or you know, they're going to be at this theater at this time.
Right.
You know, doing a show, or like an album, or a Twitter.
I'm going to plug friendship.
Friendship?
Just the concept of friendship. It's pretty great. Yeah, everyone okay. out there, I encourage you to try it.
All right. Pretty selfless plug there.
Oh, I thank you, friend.
Yeah. I want to plug not having any friends and dying of Ebola.
Dude.
Do you feel
nothing
like...
could make me not sad that friends exist.
Yeah.